This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I am just blown away by some things that Rush Limbaugh said, highly disturbing, and basically shows that the philosophy of Rush Limbaugh and people like him, that philosophy is obsolete. It's not just outmoded, it's dangerous, it's horrifying, it's despicable. And I know I'm going to get criticism on this podcast from fans of Rush Limbaugh, so let me say that I am a fan of Rush Limbaugh. I listen to Rush's show almost every day. Rush is a great American. Rush is a patriot. Rush has courage and many other things. I've said many complimentary things about Rush over the years. And yet, he has blind spots that are so egregious and just so horrifyingly outrageous. I'll cover them here. It shows that even a man who believes that he's a person of principle can be so wrong about reality. It makes me question whether I should be listening to Rush at all. The thing that really set me off to record this podcast, though, is Rush's comments responding to Joaquin, the actor of the Joker. And he was at some Hollywood awards thing. I don't know, the Grammys, Emmys, whatever, Oscars, they're all the same. It's all a bunch of virtue signaling for the most part. But Joaquin, if I've got his name right, I saw the movie The Joker. Of course, he was brilliant. He's a genius, brilliant actor. He's amazing. Like Leonardo DiCaprio, no matter what you think about his politics, he's just one of the best actors ever in the history of humanity. That you just got to say that. And Joaquin is the same thing. Just a genius. And he was on stage and he was talking about that humanity is destroying the planet because humanity believes that we are the center of the universe and that we plunder the natural environment. And he was talking about cows and how we impregnate a cow and then we steal the baby from the cow to be used for food and then, or to steal the milk from the cow to put cream in our coffee, and how this is incredibly insensitive and incredibly narrow-minded. Now, the thing is, everything Joaquin said is absolutely correct. He's not wrong in any of that. I couldn't find fault with any of it. But Rush, then, on his show, I don't know, around February 12th or 13th or whatever day on Rush's show, Rush says that Joaquin is an idiot, basically, and that cows don't even have any feelings for their own young. That cows, he says, don't have any memories or consciousness or social structure or anything, and you take away their baby, the cow forgets about it in 5 minutes and it's over. And Rush says that humanity is the center of the universe, that God granted us the right to dominate and rule over everything, and all animals are under our domain and we can do whatever we want with them, and animals don't have consciousness. Now, it's interesting that Rush chose to speak out about this, displaying the fact that Rush is the Joker here. Rush is the idiot. To think that here's a guy who knows so much about politics and so much about economics and so much about U.S. history could be so oblivious to the truth about consciousness in animals and to have this glaring blind spot that's just so incredible. And that this guy, Rush, talks about how Democrats don't know the real world, that Democrats live in their cities and never visit rural America, so they don't know real people in America. Well, Rush, you don't know animals. You don't live with animals. You're not around animals. You are not the mayor of Realville. You are a deluded isolationist when it comes to animal welfare and animal consciousness. Now, I can tell you, I am an animal caretaker. I've rescued donkeys. I take care of donkeys on my ranch. I've got Nigerian dwarf goats. I care for many, many chickens. We have a big flock of chickens, and we collect the eggs from the chickens. They're just layers. We got a few roosters, too. We hatched chicken eggs. We do not kill our chickens except as a form of euthanasia if they get injured by a predator, you know, severely wounded, or if they are sick and dying themselves, because we have chickens that die from old age. And so I do reluctantly euthanize chickens that are on their death's bed. But we don't kill chickens just after they stop laying eggs. We kind of have a chicken retirement center. So I figure, hey, this chicken gave us 2 or 3 years of gifts of fresh eggs. The least I could do is let this chicken live out its life here and give it a good home and a good environment. You know, it's all free range all day, every day, fresh grass everywhere. There's not even a fence. They just go wherever they want and they eat bugs and they have a good chicken life. And the donkeys have free range and they have good donkey life. And my dogs have good lives and my goats have good lives. And my neighbors have cows. And so I'm always around my neighbor's cows. And I see the family structure of cows and how the mothers are protecting the young and how sadly once a year or so when the cows, the baby cows are separated from the mothers, it's heartbreaking for me because I can hear the mothers bawling for 2 days straight until their voices become hoarse because they're missing their babies. Their babies have been taken away. Rush says that that's not possible. Rush says that cows don't have any memories, don't have any social structure, don't even know their own babies. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Let me tell you something. Cows are mammals. Every mammal, even mice and rats, but also including elephants and dolphins, every mammal has consciousness. Every mammal has memories. Every mammal can feel pain. Pain of separation, physical injury pain. Mammals have consciousness, awareness. They know exactly what's going on. Cows are aware when they are being slaughtered. Babies are aware when they're being stolen away from their mothers. And Rush is wrong to claim that humans are the center of the universe. Not even close, Rush. I mean, to hear that claim coming from a guy who's about to voluntarily poison himself with chemotherapy and basically commit medically assisted suicide, to think that he believes that humans are the center of the universe and that other mammals have no consciousness and no memories. How could you be so oblivious? I mean, how could you? How could you be so uninformed about the world in which we live? I mean, I have always cared for animals, try to save injured birds when I was a child, you know, I've always had pets around, dogs, and try to care for them. And, you know, I always have compassion for other animals because they're alive, they're aware, they're awake. They have memories. And Rush Limbaugh thinks that they're just inanimate objects, that we can do anything we want to them. So I guess Rush, by extension, would be in favor of inhumane medical experiments on monkeys. I guess Rush would probably support what the ancient Romans used to do. They would have live dissections of monkeys so they could see the beating hearts. And they thought that the monkey screaming was just some kind of automatic response, but it didn't mean anything. So the ancient doctors of Rome probably would be endorsed by Rush. Rush would say, oh, they're not really experiencing any pain or any emotion. They're just screaming. It's just an automatic nervous system response. Doesn't mean anything. They can't possibly have suffering. That seems to be Russia's view of the world. So imagine how tiny the universe is in which Rush Limbaugh lives. It's a universe where he thinks that he is the center of the universe and that there are no other conscious beings in the world, when in fact, humans are the minority of all the conscious beings in the world, in the oceans and in the air, all the birds flying around, all the creatures all over the planet. You know, there are far more creatures than there are humans, even though humans are killing everything. And Joaquin was not wrong. I may not agree with Joaquin on his politics and so on, but Joaquin was not wrong in what he said. Animals are aware. Animals have consciousness. And if we eat an animal, as I do from time to time, I still eat some amount of meat. I'm a type O blood type. I have a certain amount of need for meat and protein. I've actually been vegan for 90 days. No, more than 90 days. What am I thinking? I was raw vegan for 90 days, but I was vegan for years, a couple years. I've tried that. I couldn't sustain it. I needed some amount of meat, especially when I worked on the farm. So I know I have to have a certain amount of meat. but you can eat with consciousness. You can understand, kind of like the Native Americans used to, that, hey, if I have to have, let's say, one hamburger a week, let's say, I must give thanks for this animal who sacrificed his life or her life so that I may live, so that I may have health, so that I may function in this world. Some other animal has to be sacrificed so that I can live. Well, if you have that attitude, that humble attitude, then you understand that it's important to make your life a life of purpose. That if some animals have to die so that you can live, then you better damn well make sure your life has meaning and not just flitter it away on just personal entertainment and the pursuit of monetary riches and what other kind of nonsense, social standing, climbing the ladder, trying to be popular on YouTube or whatever. Nonsense. Make sure you live a life with purpose, because some conscious beings had to die for you to live. And by the way, those of you who are vegans and you're saying, no, you don't have to kill anything, you can eat plants. Guess what? You're killing the plants, and plants have consciousness too. So there actually is no situation where you're not killing something to live. You kill a celery plant when you harvest the celery. Now, then I know there's some of you who are fruitarians. You say, you don't have to kill the fruit tree to eat the fruit. You are correct. And you don't have to kill, you know, certain herbs to harvest some leaves and leave the plant growing. You're correct. You can eat almonds. You don't have to kill the almond tree. You're absolutely correct. But you can't live on that as a human being, because the body requires more than just fruit, more than just nuts. Maybe some people can do it. I don't know, type A blood types or whatever. I can't do it. I need a certain amount of meat. I eat, I don't know, half a pound of brisket maybe every couple of months or something. I need a certain amount, or things go wrong. But I give thanks to the animal. And I try to protect the welfare of the animals that I care for. The goats, the donkeys, the dogs, the chickens, you know, anything else that might be around. Even snakes. When I have rat snakes that are eating the eggs, I don't kill them. I capture them. I put them in a big barrel, and I drive them far out in a far field, and I let them go. I've actually captured probably hundreds of snakes at this point. I'm quite good at it. Now, I don't capture rattlesnakes for the obvious risk reasons. I shoot the rattlesnakes because they're venomous and they threaten the other animals. But the rat snakes are no threat to other animals except baby chicks. You got to protect baby chicks, you know, if it's snake season. But anyway, I even protect the snakes, okay? I am astonished that I live in a world where there are still people like Rush Limbaugh who do not understand that you are not the freaking center of the universe. You are not even the center of consciousness. And God didn't grant you the right to kill and torture other animals with impunity without even thinking about it, without even acknowledging that they are alive and aware and awake, and they have memories and they have emotions and they have families, Rush. And your thinking is obsolete. Obsolete. In fact, I'm not even sure I can listen to Rush anymore, knowing that about him. I just, how could a person be so ignorant about the world, about the other living creatures? See, I see the world through the eyes of the creatures that I care for. I have a goat named Liberty, and she responds to her name. When I call her name, she turns her head, looks at me, and comes over and wants to have her hips scratched. Yes, I've trained a goat to respond to her name. Not many people can say that, by the way. When it's frog season and frogs are crossing the road, I've never admitted this before, and I'm driving home at night, a little bit rainy, and frogs are crossing the road, and there are lots of frogs everywhere. I slow way down. I'll drive like 10 miles an hour so that I can do a slalom dodging of the frogs, because I don't want to run over the frogs, because frogs have consciousness too. Frogs are alive, aware. Frogs pursue goal-oriented behavior. I mean, every creature deserves our respect. Every creature deserves to be protected, or at least a chance at life. That's why I don't shoot wild hogs. A lot of people in Texas shoot wild hogs. I've gone out and taken videos of them, the babies, and just watch them eat flowers and eat the grass. They're no threat to me. I don't shoot them. Yeah, they dig up the fields. They plow up the fields, you know, makes the farmers angry. I get it. If you're a farmer and you need to run your tractor over that field and harvest hay just to pay the bills and feed your family. You know, I can understand those farmers are in a different situation, but I don't have to kill pigs to run my store. So I don't kill them. And yeah, my fields are all totally torn up, full of potholes. And if you drive a tractor over it, it's like a roller coaster. It's just like you're tipping sideways everywhere. But you know what? I'm not going to kill pigs. I'm not going to go out there and shoot pigs and murder them and have them squeal and bleed all over the place and have that on my soul that I'm a pig murderer. That's not what I do. Just some thoughts to keep in mind. Rush Limbaugh, I'm disappointed in you and I'm sad for you. And you know what? I pray for you because you're going to get yourself killed with your false beliefs, your false belief that you are the center of the universe. You're not. It's a sad day for humanity when humans commit suicide like that, medically assisted suicide, chemotherapy, while thinking that they are the center of the universe. How could you be such a small person with such a small sense of consciousness, living in such a huge universe full of other lives and other miracles and natural medicine all around you, and yet kill yourself with chemicals while thinking that you have the right to kill other conscious beings? That is so tiny. It's disgustingly, I can't even find the words for it. I'm beyond disappointed, but I pray for you, Rush. I pray that you see the light, that you awaken to the truth before your beliefs end up killing you. So I pray for you, Rush. I hope you don't suffer. But most of all, I hope that your belief systems become extinct because they're an insult to our entire cosmos. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.